Arizona Cardinals season tickets are on sale now. The 2019 home schedule includes visits by the Steelers, Browns, Panthers, Lions, and Falcons, as well as the Seahawks, Rams, and 49ers. If you want more information on Cardinals season tickets, call 602-379-0102 or visit azcardinals.com/tickets. That's the last day of week two of OTAs for us out here for the team as well at the Dignity Health Arizona Cardinals Training Center. And we welcome safety DJ Swearinger to the show for the first time. DJ, how are you, man?
Doing great, man. How y'all doing?
Good. Welcome back to Arizona.
Thank you.
What's that mean to you to get a second chance with this team? Because I know you had a resurgence here the first time around. So how are you feeling about things?
I'm feeling great about it, man. I'm feeling very peaceful. For the first time in my OTAs, I'm actually happy.
Really?
I can say that. In a sense of being comfortable with my, especially my D coordinator, we already have a great relationship in the past. So, in that perspective, you know, I'm feeling great about the guys around me, feeling great about the pieces that we added, and it's like a welcome home. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm happy, happy.
I was stoked about your return because I've got this theory that there are very few defenders in the NFL who are really hardcore to the point where they get everybody's attention on the field, and you're one of those guys.
Right.
What can that do to a defense, having a hardcore defender who don't play like you?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I bring a lot of things, just my smarts, my leadership, my ability to, diagnose the film, you know, help guys around me. I bring a lot to the table, that doesn't get noticed. But this year, I feel like with everything around us, man, it'll be magnified this year. I can't wait to get it started. OTA's been going well, so we're just taking one step at a time, and we're going to be good.
Now, you mentioned the relationship you have with defensive coordinator Vance Joseph. That goes back to both of your days in Houston. What specifically do you like about his coaching style that really resonates with you, DJ?
He's smart. I learned a lot of things from VJ my rookie year. He was actually my DB coach, you know, and I kept a lot of those things that he taught me throughout my career. With a number of things, you know, just the smarts of the game, knowing splits, eyes in man-to-man, eyes in zone, reading the quarterback in certain situations, and knowing where the ball is going. Because at the end of the day, you got to get the ball, and that's something he preaches. He wants a stingy defense to get the ball, and I love to be the ball magnet.
That's good. And when you were here before, I thought you made a significant difference to the team. I think the team missed you. What does heightened physicality and heightened attitude bring to a defense in the NFL?
You said heightened attitude?
Yeah.
It brings a lot, man. You got to have a swag and a nastiness about you on the defensive side. You know, you can be nice off the field, but when you get on the field on defense, man, you got to have some grit about you. You got to play with a swagger that, you know, anytime you step on that field, you own the field. You got to win. I tell the guys every day, let's get used to dominating every day in practice. If we get used to dominating in practice, it'll be easy in the game.
DJ Swearinger of the Arizona Cardinals, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. I mentioned the first time you were here, you got here late in 2015, 2016, you had a resurgence, you were a bright spot on that defense. Mm-hmm. Were you a little surprised that you weren't back with the Cardinals when that time ran out?
Yeah, I definitely was surprised. The night before I signed the deal in Washington, I thought for sure I was coming back from what my agent said, and then the next day the deal was different from what they said the night before. So it was definitely shocking. But, you know, they had Ty Matthew they just paid, and they had Ty Branch at the time. So the business is the business. I'm happy to be back, and looking forward to this season.
One of the reasons why teammates really respect you and love you is you don't hold back. You say what's on your mind. Mm-hmm. You're an opinionated dude, and you're not going to curb that for anybody. How's that served you over the course of your career?
It served me, well and bad in times. You know, in Washington, you know, it was, I had to learn the hard way in the sense of that. I spoke the truth in Washington, but you know, it wasn't the right way to speak the truth.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's all learning part, a growing part for me. Learn from it, you grow from it, and you move on. And that's something I'm doing. I'm happy about this defense. I'm happy about everything I'm doing moving forward, and I'm happy that's in the past. But you know, moving forward, you got to know when to say what.
Yeah.
And you got here at the tail end of last year. Now, you didn't get on the field after the Cardinals claimed you, but Even from that time, and you mentioned the pieces that you've added, there's been a major turnaround with this team roster-wise. Just can you talk about more specifically some of the pieces, especially on defense, that you guys have added since you've been back?
Right. A lot of the pieces, man, we added a lot of experience with Robert Alford. It's a lot of experience. He has a lot of starts in the league, made a lot of plays, played in Super Bowl. We got Hicks. You know, he's, you know, been picking the ball off every day. He's made plays in the past. You got Suggs, this 17-year vet that's going to give us the stingy swag, you know, the Baltimore swag, you know. So, you know, with him on the edge with Chandler, Brooks Reed, I played with Brooks Reed in Houston. You know, he's a hard, he goes hard every play. We got a lot of guys, man, you know, and it's a lot of experience. You know, everybody can bring a different experience, a different swag to the defense. And, you know, we all in this thing for the same goal, you know, to win the NFC and, you know, be a top five defense. So everybody can attribute to that.
I read a story about you, and forgive me if I'm wrong, but I think it was your mom. You were a young boy, and she said you're going to be the kind of guy you're going to be the book that gets judged by its cover.
Right.
What did she mean by that?
Well, she always used to tell us, don't judge a book by its cover. She always used to say, don't judge a book by its cover. You always need to open that book and read it. You know, she told me, you know, I would probably, you know, just how I grew up, you know, I would be one of those guys that always, you know, get judged from the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. I'm a very smart guy, but, you know, a lot of people can't look at me and say, oh, well, he's a smart guy. But I'm extremely smart, whether it's book smart or whether it's football smart. You know, those one of the things that she always said, you know, don't ever judge, you know.
Yeah.
People are always going to judge you. That don't mean you can judge them.
It's good advice.
And but it's, you know, it's all a part of growing and learning, and, you know, seeing the world do it. You know, it's a different thing, you know, when you see others do it. But you know, she equipped us for that.
You mentioned the smarts thing, whether it's book smarts or football smarts.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think on this subject, is that the biggest misconception about you as a person?
Yeah, I think so. Most definitely, you know, when we talk about, you know, a lot of the teams that I've been on, they know it because, you know, once I get in, you know, and spill my knowledge to the coaches or to the players, you know, they see, oh, well, this guy is very smart, mm-hmm. you know, but, you know, the outside, you know, see me as a big hitter, you know, once was called a box safety, but I think the interceptions, you know, can answer for that. But, you know, I'm just steady growing in this league, man, and looking for that big year. I feel like this year will be that big year for me, being back at home and having the defense that I'm definitely comfortable with and also the guys around me.
Yeah. TJ Swearinger, our guest, you mentioned you had that label at one time as being a big hitter.
Mm-hmm.
You've kind of branched out your game to other areas.
Mm-hmm.
But on the subject of hitting, you still have the label of being an intimidating physical guy.
Right.
How hard is it in 2019 to be one of those safeties when they keep cracking down on how physical you can be?
And keep getting in your pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I kind of switched my game, man.
Too expensive,
yeah,
right?
right. You gotta take your blows on the running backs when they're looking now. You can't really...
Right.
It's like when wide receivers come across the middle, it's like it's not the same. It's like you gotta aim at a target, man. You know, back in the days, we didn't have to aim. You just hit.
Yeah.
And, you know, that made it so much fun. But now you got to aim. You got to see where he's going. You got to see if he's ducking, you know. So a lot of times I just go low now and just make sure I get the guy down.
Yeah.
You know, just evolving with the calls in the game. So, but man, it's, you got to be an athlete to do that, and I'm just gonna keep it going.
Yeah. We love watching you play, but I'm just thinking what DJ Swearinger in like 1975 would have looked like. You would have had like a weekly highlight film and just lighten people up.
Oh man, most definitely.
Yeah, I think his name was Jack Tatum. I think that's why.
Oh man,
DJ knows all about Jack Tatum.
Yeah, right,
that's right.
Do.
And hey, you got 36 back, huh?
Yeah, man. I gotta have the 36, man. It's for my family, for my legacy. And, you know, I got to have the 3-6 when I'm out there.
You got to give a special thank you to Buddha for...
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely, man. Major thanks. Shout out to Buddha, man.
Did he make
for going to his old self, man, going back to his high school days.
Did he tax you?
Nah, he didn't tax me too bad, man.
Okay.
It wasn't nothing like that.
Okay.
It wasn't nothing like that.
Because that's respect, right?
It was more of a respect thing.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's really, really good.
Right.
Well, DJ, it's good to meet you, man. Thanks for coming
in.
Stoked to have you, brother.
Yeah, welcome back to Arizona. DJ Swearinger, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.